I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, we'll be listening to two recordings produced by a man named Louis Marenstein, Van Morrison, and Biff Rose. Marenstein, a producer, a record producer. It's always interesting for me what a producer does and the types of influences they have on the artists that they work with. Van Morrison recorded his second album in 1968 called Astral Weeks. This was a groundbreaking recording produced by Louis Marenstein. Let's listen to the title track from Van Morrison, his Astral Weeks album from 1968.
If I ventured in the slipstream between the viaducts of your dream, where mobile steel rims crack and the ditch and the back road stop, could you find me? Or would you kiss my eyes, laying it down, the silence easy to be born again, to be born again. From the far side of the ocean, if I put the wheels in motion, and I stand with my arms behind me, and push another door, could you find me? Would you kiss my eyes, lay me down, in silence easy to be born again, to be born again. There you go, standing with the look of avarice, talking to you to let better, showing pictures on the wall, whispering in the hall, I'm pointing a finger at me. There you go, there you go, standing in the sun, darling, with your arms behind you and your boy, seeing that he's got clean clothes, putting on his little red shoes, seeing that he's got clean clothes, putting on his little red shoes, pointing a finger at me. Hey! Looking straight at you, coming through, darling. If I ventured in the slipstream between the viaducts of your dream, where a mobile steel rims crack and the ditch in the back road stop, could you find me? Would you kiss my eyes and lay me down? And silence easy to be born again, to be born again, to be born again, to be born again. In another world, darling, in another world, in another time, got a home on high. Ain't nothing but a stranger in this world. I'm nothing but a stranger in this world. I got a home on high in another land, so far away, so far away. We up in the heaven. In another place, in another time, in another place.
Van Morrison's second album in 1968. It wasn't really very well received. People just could not get their mind around this music. A man named Louis Marenstein produced that album with Van, and it was the next album he recorded, Moondance, also produced by Louis Marenstein, that really brought him the commercial success and made him the legendary, internationally known musician that he is today. Astral Weeks. You know, who are we going to look to give us historical perspective? Well, Rolling Stone steps up to that challenge, and they have maintained a list of what they consider the 500 greatest albums of all time. 500 albums, greatest albums, all time. Astral Weeks, number 19. Oh, yeah. This album had an incredible influence on so many musicians at the time. It's an incredible blend of folk and blues and jazz. And the thing that's interesting is this album was recorded like in two recording sessions on September the 25th and October the 15th in 1968 at Century Sound Studios in New York City. And the thing that's really interesting for me is that Van Morrison and the flute player knew each other and had been playing together, but he had never met any of the other musicians that played on this album. And it's totally improvisation. There's no lead sheets hand out. There's no rehearsals. They walk into the studio and they laid it down. And this title track that we just heard, Asked for Weeks, was the fourth song that they recorded in that very first recording session. Huh. Such an amazing recording. Van Morrison, he was born in Belfast in Northern Ireland on August 31st, 1945. And how did he get introduced to music? Well, he was an only child, and his father, named George Morrison, apparently had been in Detroit in the 50s and had assembled this incredible record collection. And then he comes back home and he's got this legendary record collection in Ulster. He's like the man with the records. And so Van Morrison listens to his father's recordings as he grows up. And he grows up listening to Jelly Roll Morton and Ray Charles and Lead Belly and Solomon Burke. He's listening to the blues of Muddy Waters, gospel, Mahalia Jackson. He's listening to jazz, Charlie Parker. He's listening to folk music, Woody Guthrie, Hank Williams, Jimmy Rogers. When Van Morrison's 12 years old, he forms his first band, a skiffle band. When he heard Lonnie Donegan, well, you know, it's interesting because when John Lennon heard Lonnie Donegan, he also formed a skiffle band. We know what that led to. Anyway, so Van Morrison is not a jazz musician. He grows up singing R&B and soul. He starts very young. He learns to play the guitar, and he is a member of the band called Them. He forms this band called Them, and they get signed to Decca Records, and they Dick Rowe of Decca Records signed them, and they do some hits in the mid-60s, Baby Please Don't Go, and Here Comes the Night, and of course, the most famous song from Them is called Gloria, G-L-O-R-I-A. You know, Jimi Hendrix even records Gloria. So the guy that produces one of those tracks, Here Comes the Night, convinces Van to move to New York City, a man named Burt Burns, and he moves to New York, and he signs with Bang Records. And they do some recordings, and they release an album, and they don't even tell Van that they're releasing the album. And he's kind of upset about that. The album contains the song called Brown Eyed Girl. It was kind of released without his permission. And it becomes a huge hit. And then, unexpectedly, the owner of Bang Records dies. And his wife goes after Van, and they have a lot of legal confrontations. She tries to get him deported. So he marries his girlfriend and he moves to Boston, all right? And he starts to play a completely different kind of music from what he grew up with. And that hit, Brown Eyed Girl, you know, R&B hit. He moves to Boston and he starts playing acoustic music in coffee houses. He forms a trio. And a lot of record producers come to listen to him play because they want to sign him. He gets out of his negotiations there. Everybody's trying to sign him. And Louis Marenstein hears him and signs him and produces the album called Astral Weeks. It's pretty amazing. Louis Marenstein talks about when he heard it. There was a lot of producers in the room at the gig, and it didn't sound like Brown Eyed Girl. Everyone was saying it was like another person with the same voice. Who is this guy, Van Morrison? Doesn't sound like anything like what he used to sound like. But here's a quote he said when he first heard Morrison, when he first heard him play the song Astral Weeks. Quote, I started crying. It just vibrated in my soul, and I knew I wanted to work with that sound. The recording sessions were arranged by Louis Marenstein. He brings in the jazz musicians, and these are live recordings. There's an upright bass, acoustic guitar, vibes, flute, and drum, and they all play live. And the only thing that was overdubbed were the strings and the horns. And the bass player is a man named Richard Davis, and apparently he led the sessions. And he felt a little distance from Van Morrison because there was no preparation. Quote, Davis says, quote, he was remote from us because he came in and he went into a booth, and that's where he stayed, isolated in a booth. I don't think he ever introduced himself to us, nor we to him, and he seemed very shy. There was no lead sheets. there was nothing. The guitar player Jay Berliner, here's his quote: "We were used to playing to charts, but Van just played us the songs on his guitar and then told us to go ahead and play what we felt. I played a lot of classical guitar in those sessions, and it was very unusual to play classical guitar in that context." So, an amazing recording, Astral Weeks. Let's listen to two more songs from this album: "The Way Young Lovers Do," followed by "Madam George," Van Morrison, Astral Weeks.
We stroll through fields all wet with rain, and back along the lane again, there in the sunshine, in the sweet summertime, the way that young lovers do. I kissed you on the lips once more, and we said goodbye at your front door in the night time. Yeah, that's the right time to feel the way that young lovers do. Then we sat down childlike vision sleeping into view. The click and clacking of the high heel shoe. Ford and Fitzroy, Madam George. Marching with the soldier boy behind. He's much older now with head on drinking wine. And that smell of
rhythm comes drifting through. Earl a cool night, Earl like Shalimar. Yeah, that's sad, the making all the stops. A kid's out in the street collecting bottle tops. Gone for cigarettes and matches in the shops. Happy taking Madam Joy. Oh, that's when you fall. Whoa, 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 whoa. That's when you fall. Yeah, that's when you fall. When you fall into a trance, sitting on a sofa playing games of chance, with your folded arms and history books you glance into the eyes of Madam Joy. And you think you found the bag. You're getting weaker and your knees begin to sag. In a corner playing dominoes and drag. The one and only Madam George. Let me she jumps up and says, Lord have mercy, I think that it's the cops. And immediately drops everything she got down into the street below. And you know you gotta go. The sandy road, throwing pennies at the bridges down below, and the rain, hail, sleet, and snow. Say goodbye to Madam Joy. Dry your eyes for Madam Joy. Wonder why from Madam Joy. Ooh.
in the wind and the rain on the back street. In the back street, in the back street. Say goodbye to that joy. In the back street, in the back street, in the back street. Yeah, 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 down home, down home in the back street. Gotta go. Say goodbye, goodbye, goodbye. Right. To love the love that loves the love, to love the love that loves to love. Say goodbye, goodbye, goodbye,
Van Morrison. The song's called Madam George. And right before that, we heard The Way Young Lovers Do, two songs from the Astral Weeks album. I'm Kathy Geary, and this is Now and Then, here on WJFF, award-winning hydro-powered radio. Yeah. So, Celtic Soul. We've got an Irish musician with an R&B bluesy background, working with a producer who's more of a jazz musician. His name is Lewis Merenstein. And the thing that's fascinating is it's an artistic collaboration. You have a singer-songwriter like Van Morrison, and you have the musicians he plays with. And the role of the producer, he's like another artist collaborating in its best. Collaborating to bring the musician to a place that wouldn't be possible without the producer being there. Lewis Merenstein. Here's a quote. He says that Van Morrison, quote, was not an aficionado of jazz when I met him. R&B and soul, yes, but jazz, no. And it was Merenstein who brought in the musicians that did this recording with Van Morrison. He got a bassist named Richard Davis, probably best known for his work with Eric Dolphy. And it was through that bass player, Richard Davis, that he got the other musicians, the guitarist Jay Berliner, who had actually been working with Charles Mingus. The drummer, Connie Kay, was part of the Modern Jazz Quartet. According to Louis Marenstein, quote, Richard Davis, the bassist, Richard Davis proved to be the most pivotal instrumentalist during these sessions. If you listen to the album, every tune is led by Richard, and everybody followed Richard and Van's voice. I knew if I brought Richard in, he would put the bottom on to support what Van wanted to do vocally or acoustically. Then you get Jay Berliner on the guitar. Then you get Jay playing those beautiful counter lines to Van. So it's an incredible recording. 40 years after it was released, it was first released in 1968, Van Morrison did some live concerts at the Hollywood Bowl, and he performed the entire album live. That's pretty amazing. So that was in November 2008 at the Hollywood Bowl. They recorded the concert, and they released DVDs and CDs and DVD recordings of that live concert of Astral Weeks. And the Rolling Stone editor, David Wilde, asked Van, you know, why are you performing this album live after 40 years? And here's what Van Morrison said. He said, quote, Astral Weeks, it received no promotion from Warner Brothers. That's why I never got to play the songs live. I had always wanted to play the record live and fully orchestrated. That is what this is all about. I always like live recording, and I like listening to live records, too. I'm not too fond of being in a studio. It's too contrived and too confining. I like the freedom of the live-in-the-moment sound. And it's great because Jay Berliner played, the original guitarist played on that on those performances with Van Morrison. Let's listen to one more song from Van Morrison's Astral Weeks. This song is called Ballerina.
Me, baby, all you gotta do is ring the bell, step right up, and step right up. Bye. Well, I may be wrong, but something deep in my heart tells me I'm right, and I don't think so. You know, came up to me
you were hidden for four. But if it gets to you and you feel like you just can't go on, all you gotta do is ring a bell, step right up, step right up. Just like a ballerina, stepping lightly. All right. Well, it's getting late. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Ring the bell and step right up. Step right up. Step right up. Just like a ballerina. Yeah, yeah. Grab the catcher.
Van Morrison, Ballerina, from his Astro Weeks album. That album was recorded in 1968 and produced by Louis Marenstein. Louis Marenstein, interesting, that was probably his biggest claim to fame as a producer, was the Astro Weeks album and also the executive producer for the Moondance album. He produced albums for a lot of other people as well, Charlie Musselwhite, the Spencer Davis Group, I love them. Cass Elliott, you know Mama Cass from the Mamas and the Papas. He also produced the Mamas and the Papas. Miriam Makeba, Gladys Knight and the Pips, John Cale, Curtis Mayfield, The Association, you know, and then along kind of, yeah. So Louis Marenstein, but he also produced an album by a lesser-known musician, but one of my favorite singer-songwriters, a man named Biff Rose. Louis Marenstein produced his third album, which was released in 1970, a self-titled album called Biff Rose. And you recall that when he recorded with Van Morrison, he brought in a lot of jazz musicians, including the bassist Richard Davis. Well, when Louis Marenstein produces this Biff Rose album, he also brings Richard Davis in on this project and records with Biff Rose. Biff Rose is singing lead and playing the piano. Let's listen to a song from this self-titled album. The song is called I Forgot to Tell You, Biff Rose.
Thank you. I forgot to tell you just how beautiful you really are. But I'm feeling it just the same. I try to talk sincerely so you know we're not that far. This way I know we both will know we both have won the game, yeah. I've thought my mind away, but after all my thinking, what I really want to say is I forgot to tell you how beautiful you really are. So I'll sing about it to you anyway. I forgot to mention that you'll always be my friend, even if sometimes I'm kind of hard to take. It doesn't take me long to come on kind of strong to someone that I need, for goodness sake. So I'll sing about it to you anyway. That's sure to get it through you anyway.
Biff Rose, I forgot to tell you. Oh, Biff Rose, Paul Rose, Biff. He's an American. He was born in New Orleans, and he was really well known as a comedian, almost more as a comedian than as a singer-songwriter and a musician. He was on Johnny Carson's Tonight Show. This was during the time where stand-up comedy was just starting to develop as an art form. And he always had a very free association. It's almost like he spoke before he thought. He has a very satirical approach and a lot of funny jokes in a lot of his music. And he has an incredible piano style. It's not a rock and roll sound. It's not a jazz sound. It's a very unique style. When he plays the piano, to me, it's like he's got an orchestra in his hands. And he doesn't do expected and chord progressions. He has such a unique style of playing. It's like, it's not quite like ragtime. It's like, it's a semi-classical. I can't even explain what his piano style is like, but it's so recognizable. He recorded three albums. His first album in the late 60s. His first album was called The Thorn in Mrs. Rose's Side, 1968. Second album the next year, Children of Light. Both of those records produced by the ex-Christie Minstrels, two of the singers from a folk singing. And it was in 1970 that Louis Marenstein produced this album called Biff Rose. And there's really not a lot of information about how these sessions came about. Not nearly as much documentation, say, as on Van Morrison. And I'd never really heard this album until I discovered that it was produced by Louis Marenstein, and I got really curious. Because Biff Rose is a comedian, and he starts out, his first album, The Thorn in Mrs. Rose's Side, is very cheery, you know. There ain't no great day coming tomorrow, because it's here today. If everything is going wrong and the world is fading away, don't blame the people you see and don't blame me. He goes up into this funny falsetto. And there's a couple of serious songs, and then The Children of Light becomes more serious with more social commentary. And then this third album is his The Sad Clown. He's apparently been divorced. And he wears his heart on his sleeve. He's very vulnerable, and his singing is so fragile. There's something so intimate about it. I feel like it's someone that I know. I feel like it's my best friend. He's one of my favorite musicians. So let's listen to some more songs from Biff Rose's album. We'll start with Fondest Wishes, followed by The Promise. Biff Rose.
Wishes of your heart are coming true for me and you, though we must come apart to share a mood and feel it flow and call it good and watch it grow. Promise to love you, cause the love's all gone, but the promise lingers on like a wave cresting high. Then it breaks low and wide, and I'm talking about you. Sense. We were young and so in love, makes no sense. Well, I feel so guilty when I think about the time that I promised to love you. That was a tender mind. And I feel guilty all the while, rehearsing lines of love. Sing. hope. My feeble grope springs infernal within the human breast. It's hard to find decent rest in you. But I'm learning how to take it, trying not to fake it. I'll let my conscience weep.
Must apologize, I'm learning to pray for
you anyway. And I've been feeling pain for a promise that I blame on yesterday. Shared with you is finally coming true.
Biff Rose, his self-titled album from 1970. I'm Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then. I hope you enjoyed the program today, and thank you so much for listening.
Support for this program comes from our listeners and from The Cooperage, 1030 Main Street, Honesdale. Be entertained, be challenged, be inspired. TheCooperageProject.org.
This is 90.5 FM WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5 FM W233AH, Monticello, New York. We're streaming on the internet at jffradio.org. I mean, that's WJFFradio.org. It's 1 minute before 2.